Part 1. A. 1. Joe worked hard at his lessons late at night.
2. Jenny likes cooking delicious food for her family.
3. Are you sure that playing chess can develop the mind?
4. Tony is helping the blind man to cross the street.
5. What fun it is to go rock climbing in the beautiful season.
B. 6. My daughter always dresses like a boy and always listens to noisy rock music.
Yours is better. I even found a packet of cigarettes in my daughter's pocket.
Question. What are they doing? 7. In the States, we often buy bottled water.
Well, some people in China like it too. But personally, I prefer using my own glass bottle, because this way I don't throw away a plastic bottle every time I drink water.
Question: What can we learn about the man?
8. Hi, Alice. Please come to school at 8 this Saturday, will you?
Why?
It's tree planting day. We're going to plant trees in the countryside.
Are you kidding? How wonderful.
Question: How does Alice feel when she hears the news?
9. What happened to you, Jack? You're all wet.
I didn't catch the bus. All taxis were full, so I had to walk here in the rain.
Question: How did the man come? 10. Did you watch the baseball game on TV last night?
It was a long game. I didn't have time to watch it. I spent the night writing the work report.
What a pity. The game was really exciting.
Question: Why didn't the man watch the game?
C. Schools across the world are trying to think of creative ways to keep students active and healthy. Some are using exercise balls or standing desks instead of classroom chairs. At Ward Primary School in Winston, North Carolina, students have taken part in a new program that involves riding bikes while reading. Read and Ride was first suggested by school math teacher Scott Ertel. He thought of the idea while exercising and reading at the gym. Believing it would be a fun way to ask students to become more active, he placed one bike in the corner of his classroom and encouraged them to use it during independent reading sessions. It was so popular that Ertel decided to add more bikes and offer the Read and Ride program to the whole school. Today, Ward Elementary has an exercise room filled with bikes that can be used by students while they are completing their daily reading homework. Besides making reading more fun, the program also helps students exercise more. It makes it possible for students to get some exercise during days when bad weather doesn't allow outdoor activities. Most importantly, the program helps students to do better in their tests. A year after Read and Ride was introduced at Ward Elementary School, students actively taking part in the program show greater progress in their test results than those who had not taken part in the program. In fact, studies have shown that physical activity improves brain power and helps prepare it for learning. Now, the cost-free and easy-to-operate program is at 30 US schools.
D. Recently, a photograph showing dogs comfortably sleeping on the sofas in a cafe has been widely spread on the internet. The cafe in Greece is called Hotspot. It is completely popular around the country because the kind owner turned his cafe into a shelter for dogs at night, and the homeless dogs needn't worry about being cold at night anymore. In July, a waiter in our cafe came across a dog hanging out around 3 a.m. He took pity on it and allowed the dog to sleep here. When I knew the news next morning, I couldn't agree with him more, since I thought dogs are our friends. Then we decided to give the homeless dogs this cafe as a shelter. To our surprise, the business has not slowed down because of these unusual visitors. Instead, the act of kindness has made it even more popular. Now, there are more and more homeless dogs coming to have a sleep every night, the owner told a local newspaper. One of the waiters said, "Customers don't mind when they see the dogs come and sleep here. In fact, many of them think we are warm-hearted and friendly, and we hope to encourage more people to follow us."